You're listening to the All American Actors Podcast, episode 23. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you how to think like an all-American actorpreneur. That's coming up next. Ready to go behind the scenes and learn what it really takes to build a sustainable career as a working actor in the U.S. film and TV industry? Join me, Catherine Beck, your All-American Accent Coach, as I give you the insight and inspiration to take action on your career. Learn my best tips and tricks to performing with an American accent, and hear from working actors and other industry professionals to give you a comprehensive overview of this biz we call showbiz. This is the All-American Actors Podcast. All right, before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to, well, I don't have a name here. It's KE1357911. Thank you so much for your five-star review. They say, Catherine is the loveliest person and is full of fantastic knowledge about the acting world. As an Australian, she is my go-to for perfecting my American accent. Can't wait for future episodes. Thank you so much. Even though I don't know who this is, I really appreciate your kind words. I love that you're loving the podcast, and I hope to share with you many more incredible episodes coming your way. And if you want to be featured as our star listener of the week, do me a favor, head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a five-star review, and when you do, take a screenshot of your review before you submit, share it on Instagram stories, and tag me in it. I would love to see your five-star review. It really helps me out. It helps the podcast get noticed by other actors, and it's just one of those things with Apple. The algorithm loves those five-star reviews, so do we. So if you're loving this podcast, by all means, leave us a five-star review. All right, let's talk about what it's like to be an all-American actorpreneur. And even more so, what does that even mean? Well, every actor essentially is an entrepreneur, right? And it really is time for us to start treating our acting career like a business. And if you're outside of the U.S. and wanting to break into the U.S. film and TV industry, then you definitely want to be thinking like an all-American actorpreneur. Now, the main reason I became an actor was for the love of the craft. But I've always been entrepreneurial at heart. I have to admit, though, the business side of acting I always found rather confusing, scary, overwhelming, and I was always afraid of making the wrong move or doing the wrong thing, especially when I lived in LA. And it wasn't until I really delved deeper into becoming an online entrepreneur with my American accent coaching that I really started to understand what was holding me back on the business side of acting. So let's dive into that and what it means to be an all-American actorpreneur. Okay, so for many of us actors, the biggest mistake we make is not treating acting like a business. And I know most of you didn't go into acting for the business side of it, because truthfully, acting is probably one of the hardest businesses to pursue. But we do it because we love it. It's just that at some point, we decide that we want to make acting a career, so we start to take it seriously. But I think we run into trouble because we don't fully understand how to run it like a business. So things happen like we finally get an agent or a manager to represent us, and oftentimes we rely on them to do 80% of the work or even more, which means we're holding back and we're not really doing our fair share as well. But the reality is that the actor should be doing 80% of the work and your agent or your manager do the remaining 20%. And I get it. You worked so hard to get that representation by that really big management company in the U.S. or that really big agent. And you signed the contract and you're super excited to see what auditions and jobs are going to come your way. But if you stop doing the prep work, working on your craft, working on your American accent, well, then what happens when you get these massive auditions? You know, three scenes, seven pages of sides to learn. Are you going to feel ready? Are you going to feel confident? Or are you going to crumble under the pressure? And worse yet, when these massive auditions come your way, if you haven't been doing the work in between each audition, what happens when you fail at that audition? What's it going to cost you? All right, so let's think about it. So maybe the manager or your agent sees your self-tape submission and thinks, yeah, that's not good enough to submit. So it doesn't even make it through to the casting director. But let's say maybe it does go through. So maybe your agent and your manager does submit it and it does go to the casting director. And the casting director looks at it and says, not quite there yet. For this role, not quite there yet for the accent. Are they going to bring you in again? Well, hopefully, but you know, that first impression can be a really powerful thing. So wouldn't it be better if we lay out a very strong first impression? Maybe we want to strive for more, you know, so every time we have an opportunity to put our work in front of a casting director, we want it to shine. We want it to represent what we do. So taking just that time to prepare your accent, prepare yourself in between auditions can be a really powerful and really important thing to do. So we got to start treating acting like a business, utilizing our downtime for learning, practicing, refining our craft, and networking, meeting others in the industry. And when you start doing this, you will start to feel more involved in the industry. You'll feel better prepared for your next audition, which means you're also going to start to feel more confident too. And you may even know all of this that I'm sharing with you today, but I think sometimes we forget or we get stagnant and we just need a gentle reminder. And not just to keep practicing or continue to network, but that we can create our own opportunities to book work too. You can literally create your own content or collaborate with friends or other actors in your own downtime. So at the very least, go on, get out there, start writing, start brainstorming ideas for short films or something creative to keep you inspired in your craft. You never know where that idea may lead to. It could be a new series, a film that made it into a top film festival. And if you're looking for an example, well, I've got one for you. One of my past students, Alexandra Park, helped to create a new show, a new TV show with her fiancé and their best friend, Stephen Coletti. They brought it around to festivals and then sold it to Hulu. How incredible is that? Their show is now on Hulu. So, create your own work. Don't wait around for anyone else to bring opportunities to you. You create your own opportunities. Get out there. Get writing. Get collaborating. Get creating. And start thinking of yourself as the all-American actorpreneur that you are. And hey, if you're ready to start working like an all-American actorpreneur, then you better make sure that you sound all-American. Go ahead and grab my free American Accent Guide that will break down my step-by-step process to get you sounding all American. It's yours. It's free. Just head over to katherinebeck.com/accent. And let me know if you love this episode. Take a screenshot, share it on Instagram stories, and tag me in it at katherine_beck_. You can find me there. And if you've got any questions or topics you want to hear on the podcast, by all means, send me a message, DM me, and let me know. And coming up next week on the show, I'm going to be talking to U.S. talent manager Kat Arcos. She's going to share with us what she's looking for in new talent and how Clubhouse is the best new place to be seen by agents, managers, and casting directors. Now make sure to share the show with all your actor friends, let them know what's coming up next week, and invite them to tune in with you and learn how to become an all-American actor so you can be the working actor you dream to be. Until then, go practice your American accent, and I'll see you back here next time.